إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمداً عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله وهو العلي العظيم. أما بعد، فيا إخوتي وأخواتي الكرام، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله عز وجل. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, I advise you and myself first and foremost to have the taqwa, the consciousness, the piety, the fear of Allah عز وجل. Allah, the Lord of the universe. For whoever has taqwa of Allah, he will be find happiness in this world and in the next. And whoever leaves the taqwa of Allah, it will only lead him down the path of perdition, of sadness in this world and in the next. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, today I'd like to speak to you about the greatest adversary to every human being. The greatest enemy that exists in this world, and he runs through the veins of the child of Adam like his blood. That is the shaytan. The shaytan, the evil one, the devil, who whispers. And the greatest evil of the shaytan, as the scholars state, and the most widespread of its evils, and the one that afflicts the most people, is his whispering, his waswas. May Allah save us from that. A person's heart may be empty. It may not have any evil thoughts in it. But then the shaitan comes and he whispers into this innocent heart to do something evil. He beautifies evil to the heart of the child of Adam until he sees something bad to be something beautiful. And he causes this evil whisper to become a shahwa, a desire that leads the person down the path of wrong, the path of perdition. And so a true believer, a true Muslim, a true person who submits his will to Allah, to God, the Lord of the universe, he's in a constant struggle with these whispers, with the whispers of the shaitan. He's in a constant mujahada against the whispers of the shaitan. Allah, Most High and Exalted, He says, إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ فَاتَّخِذُوهُ عَدُوًا. Indeed, the shaytan is an enemy to you, so take him as your enemy. The shaytan does not wish good for the child of Adam. He does not wish good for us. He whispers to us. He pretends to be our friend, our companion, a qareen. But all he wants to do is to take the child of Adam with him to the fire. Allah says, فَاتَّخِذُوهُ عَدُوًا إِنَّمَا يَدْعُ حِزْبَهُ لِيَكُونُ مِنْ أَصْحَابِ السَّعِيرِ. He is your enemy. He wants to take you down the path towards the fire. That is his goal. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, يَا بَنِي آدَمُ لَا تَعْبُدُ الشَّيْطَانِ. Do not follow the shaytan. Do not worship him. إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ مُّبِينٌ. He is your enemy. He is your avowed enemy. The shaytan is our greatest adversary whom we must struggle to oppose. And the shaytan, he has armies from amongst the jinn and amongst people. He sends them to encourage people to do evil. And when they get tired of evil, he encourages them. He excites them to do more evil and reminds them of evil. This is his job. He beautifies to the servants of Allah, worshipping other things, worshipping other than the Creator of this great universe. He beautifies to us to worship the worldly things, the material things. And He beautifies to us to go away from the path of the Sunnah, the path of the ubudiyyah as taught by the Prophet. He beautified bid'ah, innovations in the religion, and he beautified disobedience. He tries to show disobedience to Allah as if it is something beautiful and honest. Allah says, أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّا أَرْسَلْنَا الشَّيَاطِينَ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ تَعُزُّهُمْ أَزَّا. Do you not see that Allah has sent the armies of the shaitan to those who reject faith, and so that he encourages them in their evil? The shaitan, he encourages people to do more evil. They do some evil, he says, do more. This is the waswas, the whisperings of the shaitan. This is what his effort and his energy is. He keeps bothering a person and encouraging him to do evil until he can convince him to follow that path of perdition. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the origin of all the tribulations in this world that we see, all the disobediences that we see in the world, all of the people who have turned away from Allah Most High, it is because of the shaitan and his whispers. It is because of the evil whispers of the shaitan. And because of this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's revealed an entire surah regarding the whispers of the shaitan and how we can seek refuge from his waswas. Allah says, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ مَلِكِ النَّاسِ إِلَهِ النَّاسِ مِنْ شَرِّ الْوَسْوَاسِ الْخَنَّاسِ. Allah says, seeking refuge in Allah, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ, the Lord of mankind, مَلِكِ النَّاسِ, the King of mankind, إِلَهِ النَّاسِ, the Lord of this whole universe, we seek refuge in Him from the waswas of the shaitan, the whispers of the shaitan. But, my beloved brothers and sisters, although the waswas of the shaitan, his whispers are everywhere, the shaitan has no authority. He has no power over the righteous servants of Allah, Azza wa Jalla. The shaitan, he can make things beautiful for the servant of Allah, and he can make them enjoy the evil that they're doing. But he cannot force a person down the path of evil, especially the righteous servants of Allah, especially the person who seeks refuge in Allah Azza wa Jalla. The shaitan, he says, قُلْ فَبِمَا أَغَوَيْتَنِي لَأَقْعُدَنَّ لَهُمْ صِرَاطَكَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. He said, saying to Allah, you caused me to go astray, or you let me to be astray, so I will lie in wait for them, and to lead them astray from your straight path. ثُمَّ لَآتِيَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ وَعَنْ عَيْمَانِهِمْ وَعَنْ شَمَائِلِهِمْ وَلَا تَجِدُ أَكْثَرَهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ. He will lie in wait on the left and the right, in front and behind of them, and you will not find them grateful and thankful. So if this is the role of the shaitan, this is his aspiration. He wants to lie in wait for each of us, to lead us astray from the straight path. Like a person, you're traveling on a road, and a person, he's taking you down a road to destruction, calling you that way. So what should be our position from this evil call, this evil person? The servant of Allah, he should stay firm with the taqwa of Allah, stay firm on the commandments of Allah, and stay away from his prohibitions. Allah says, in how we can seek refuge from the whispers of the shaitan, فَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ. If you read the Qur'an, the book of Allah, then seek refuge from the shaitan. فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ. Seek refuge in Allah, the one who revealed these noble words for the guidance, for the benefit of humanity, to heal what is in the soul, to show us the path of correctness and guidance. We have to seek refuge from those whispers of the shaitan. He does not want you to hear the words of Allah. He does not want you to read the Qur'an. So when we read the book of Allah, فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ. Seek refuge in Allah from the shaitan al-rajim. إِنَّهُ لَيْسَ لَهُ سُلْطَانٌ عَلَى الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَلَى رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. This shaitan, this evil whisperer, he has no authority on who? On those who have iman. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Those who have faith, وعلى ربهم يتوكلون. And they trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They place their hopes and their trust. They put all of their affairs in the hands of Allah. When they do this, the shaitan cannot harm the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who is this, the shaitan? Who can he control? إِنَّمَا سُلْطَانُهُ عَلَى الَّذِينَ يَتَوَلَّوْنَهُ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ بِهِ مُشْرِكُونَ. His authority is on those who take him as a wali, as a friend, as a protector. Those who take the shaitan as a companion and listen to his whispers and submit themselves to these whispers. And they do not fight against them. They do not seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he has authority over them, encouraging them and inciting them to evil. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he informed us of how we can obtain the protection of Allah from these whispers of the shaitan. He said to Mu'adh, احفظ الله يحفظك. Guard Allah. And the ulama, they say guard Allah means to guard the commandments of Allah, to guard the remembrance of Allah. احفظ الله يحفظك. If you guard Allah's commandments, He will guard you. He will protect you. If you hold on to the law of Allah and His commands and His prohibitions, Allah will protect you from the shaitan. احفظ الله تجده تجاهك. Guard the commands of Allah and you'll find Him with you. And the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he should renew his tawbah, his repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he should turn to Allah. And by turning to Allah and being sincere, having the ikhlas, the sincerity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and placing our love and our pleasure, all of our love and pleasure is for Allah. We love for Allah. You love your wife, you love your children for Allah, for the sake of Allah. So that you will earn reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have pleasure, you become happy when your children learn, when you acquire knowledge. It is for Allah. The pleasure is not for the shaitan or for the nafs. The pleasure is in pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In all of our thoughts, in all of our affairs, when we make Allah our goal in all things, then Allah will protect us. احفظ الله يحفظك. And Allah says, regarding the words of the evil shaitan, قال في فبعزتك لأغوينهم أجمعين. He said, by your might, O Allah, I will lead them all astray. إلا, except عبادك منهم المخلصين. Except those who are sincere to you. He will not be able to deviate them with his whispers. Because they're sincere, the sincere Muslim, when the shaitan comes to him, he seeks refuge with Allah. He flees to Allah. He flees to Allah, calling on Allah to save him from those evil whispers. And the greatest way to save ourselves from the shaitan is to trust in Allah, not to rely upon ourselves, but to go to Allah. وَمَنْ يَتَوَكُّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. Whoever trusts in Allah, He will suffice him. Whoever trusts in Allah, the Lord of the universe, He will be sufficient for him. Subhanallah, فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. He is sufficient. Notice Allah didn't say in what is He sufficient. He is sufficient for him in all things, in all hardships, in all difficulties, in all sadness. وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. Allah is sufficient for us. If we have nothing else in the world, if you have Allah, isn't that enough for you? If you gain everything in the world, but you didn't have Allah, then did you gain anything? This is what Allah is reminding us of. وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. Allah is sufficient for us, my beloved brothers and sisters in Islam. We do not need anything else. If Allah is with us, we are the richest of all people. We are the most successful of all people. My beloved brothers and sisters, a person, he may seek refuge from the shaitan and keep away from his evil and his harm by using a number of means that our beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us. The first, as is mentioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَإِمَّا يَنْزَغَنَّكَ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ نَزْغٌ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ إنه سميع عليم. If the shaitan, he comes to you and whispers to you, then seek refuge with Allah, the Lord of the universe. فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ. Seek refuge in Allah. You can say, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. إِسْتَعَاذَ with Allah, it means turning to Him for safety. Turning to Allah for safety. Not relying upon ourselves or our own needs. Our means are weak. Our plans are weak. Allah's plan is the mighty. Allah can save us. So we hold on to Allah. وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِاللَّهِ. Hold on to Allah. Seek His protection. Go to Allah. He will protect you. فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ إِنَّهُ هُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. And then Allah reminds us, He hears and sees. He hears all things and He is most knowledgeable. Allah is with you when you remember Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with you with His protection when you remember Him and with His knowledge. Allah is never far away from a servant if He remembers Him, if He calls on Him. If you call on Allah, He will answer you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's the answerer of all du'as. Allah is the one who hears all things. Second, my beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, where you can seek refuge from the evil of the shaytan by reading Surah Talaq and Surah Nas. These last two surahs of the Quran, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ and قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. The Prophet ﷺ, in a hadith narrated by Uqba, he said, shall I not inform you of the best means of seeking refuge? What is the best way, Uqba, to seek refuge from the shaitan? They said, and he said to the other Sahaba, they said, please tell us, O Messenger of Allah. He said, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. A hadith narrated by Muslim. The Prophet ﷺ advising the Sahaba and the whole Ummah, when you need to seek refuge from the shaitan, and in this worldly life, how often it is that we need refuge in Allah from the shaitan, in the streets and at school and at work, on the internet, on television, wherever we are, we can rely upon the advice of the Prophet ﷺ. He said, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. And as you know, from the sunnah of the salah, when we finish the salah, after we finish our mandatory prayer, the Prophet ﷺ, he advised all of us to read the two mu'awwidhatayn, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ, and also with it Surah Al-Ikhlas, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ, and also the Ayat Al-Kursi. The Ayat Al-Kursi, these are from the sunnahs of every prayer, and they are part of the protection of a believer, part of his fortress that protects him. It was narrated in Bukhari that Yahya alayhi salam, he said to his people that the greatest fortress within which the arrows of the shaitan cannot penetrate is through the dhikr of Allah. Through remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that shaitan, he has arrows, but his arrows cannot penetrate the fortress that Allah places around the servant who is in dhikr of Him, who remembers Him. And Shaykh Ibn al-Qayyim, he has a beautiful, valuable book called Al-Wazil al-Sayyib min al-Kalimat al-Tayyib. And he enumerates over 70 benefits of a servant of Allah always being in the dhikr of Allah. How it protects one from the shaytan, how it protects him from the whispers of the shaytan and from the harm of the shaytan. It is also authentically narrated that the Prophet ﷺ, he said that whoever says the mu'awwidhatayn three times in the morning and three times in the evening, that they would protect him from all harm. Hadith was narrated by Imam Tirmidhi, who said that his chain is hasan. And in the Sahihain, perhaps you learned this when you were young, that from the sunnah is to recite the three quls. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. The Prophet ﷺ, he would do this. In the hadith narrated by Aisha, he would recite them into his hand, and then he would wipe with it his face and his body. And he would do this three times. And this is also a protection before we go to sleep. Third, my beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, from the things that can protect us from the evil of the shaitan is reciting Ayatul Kursi. Allahu la ilaha illa hu al-hayyul qayyum. لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم. The ayah, Surah Ayah 256 in Surah Baqarah. In Bukhari, perhaps you've heard the story of Abu Huraira, who was guarding over the sadaqah in the masjid, and a thief came to him at night. And he said, Abu Huraira caught that thief, and the thief said, I'll teach you something if you let me go. I'll teach you something valuable. So Abu Huraira, he said, okay, tell me what it is. So he said, when you lay down to sleep, recite the ayat al-kursi, the verse of the throne. And if you do that, it will be a guard for you the entire night. And the shaitan will not be able to approach you until the morning. So when the morning came, Abu Huraira, he came to the Prophet ﷺ. And he said, somebody came to me last night, a thief, and he told me these words about ayat al-kursi. And the Prophet ﷺ, he said, that person, he is a liar, but he has told you the truth. That was the shaitan. Shaitan is an avowed liar, but he spoke the truth. So the ayat al-kursi, as mentioned in Surah in Bukhari, is a protection for us from the shaitan ar-rajim. Fourth, my beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, and this will bring barakah into our homes, will bring blessing into our homes, when we practice the sunnah of the Prophet, we revise his sunnah in our lives, this will bring so much blessing into our lives, so much happiness, and so much new guidance from Allah in our lives, is reading Surah Baqarah in the house. Reading Surah Al-Baqarah in our homes. In Sahih Muslim, the Prophet ﷺ, he said, do not leave your homes like graveyards. Do not make your homes like graveyards with no zikr of Allah. He said, indeed, the shaitan does not enter a house within which Surah Baqarah is read. Surah Baqarah, if it is read in the house, then the shaitan will not enter that house. So this is from the Sunan of the Prophet ﷺ. And he said in Sahih Muslim as well, whoever reads Surah Baqarah, then it will be a blessing for him. It will be barakah for him. And whoever leaves it will be hasra. It will be regret for him. So reading Surah Baqarah is from the things that will guard us from the shaitan of rajim. And fifthly, my beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, from Surah Baqarah, its last two ayahs. The last two ayahs of Surah Baqarah. آمَنَ الرَّسُولُ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ رَبِّهِ وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ. These two ayahs have also been mentioned specifically by the Prophet ﷺ in the Sahihain, Bukhari Muslim. The Prophet said, ﷺ, whoever reads them at night, they will suffice for him. They will protect him from all evil. They will suffice him from what? From all evil and all harm. And in another hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said, that was narrated by Tirmidhi with a Hassan chain, that these two ayahs are not read in the house for three nights in a row, except that the shaitan will not come near to that house. And sixthly, remembering Allah with the words La ilaha illallah, وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ لَهُ الْمُلْكُ لَهُ الْحَمْدُ وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. The Prophet ﷺ said in Bukhari, whoever recites this 100 times in a day, he will have the reward of freeing 10 slaves. And 100 good deeds will be written for him, and 100 sins will be forgiven for him, and the shaitan will not come near him for the entire day until the evening. And no one will have more reward than that person except the one who recites it more than him. La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah, lahul mulku lahul hamd wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadeer. What a beautiful, beautiful word to remember Allah, and a beautiful reward, insha'Allah ta'ala. And finally, my beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, we should remember Allah before we eat and drink. Bismillah when we eat, Alhamdulillah when we finish. And whenever the shaitan afflicts us, we can flee to the salah, the wudu and the salah. The shaitan, he's made from fire. His nature is from fire. And the wudu is from water. It repels the evil from the adab of the anger that the shaitan, when he afflicts a person, is to make wudu and to perform salah. فَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ. Seek help with sabr and salah. Seek refuge from the shaitan. Whenever we get angry, whenever the whispers of the shaitan afflict us, we can turn to Allah in prayer and perform the wudu. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ يَا فَوْزَ الْمُسْتَغْفِرِينَ اسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. الحمد لله رب العالمين ولي الصالحين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, now that we have heard about some of the sunan on how to seek refuge from the shaitan, just a few words, a reminder for me, first and foremost, and for you, of how to avoid the pathways that lead us down the evil of the shaitan. First and foremost, the ulama, they say that staying away from excess speech and excessive looking, looking around and speaking excessively, these are pathways by which the shaitan afflicts a person. In fact, the scholars, they say that leaving the sight to look and the tongue to move excessively, it opens the doors of evil. It opens the doors of evil. Using the tongue excessively and other than the obedience of Allah, using the eyes and other than the obedience of Allah, they are doorways. They are the major doorways for the shaitan to our hearts. The major pathway that he takes through the eyes and the tongue. So to guard our eyes and our tongue from excessively or using the tongue and the eyes in a way that is disobedient to Allah. And for this reason, the early generations, they were very, very careful about what they looked at and about how they used their tongue. As you know, Imam Shafi'i, he said once complaining to his sheikh, شَكَوْتُ إِلَى وَكِئِ سُوءَ حِفْلِي. He said, I complained to my sheikh about my bad memory. فَأَرْشَدَنِي إِلَى تَرْكَ الْمَعَاصِي. And he guided me. He told me to stay away from sin. وَقَالَ إِنَّ الْعِلْمَ نُورٌ. And he said, knowledge is a light. وَنُورُ اللَّهِ لَا يُهْدَى لِعَاصِي. And the light of Allah is not given to a sinner. Imam Shafi'i, he complained to his sheikh, Waqi', about his bad memory. And Waqi', he said, it must be because of sin. And Imam Shafi'i, he remembered that he looked at the ankle of a woman. Some small look, and that caused him to lose his memory. So one of the things is to guard our sight from looking at haram, and guard our tongues, and also the ulama, they say, excessive eating. The Prophet ﷺ, he said, no container that is filled is worse than the stomach of the child of Adam. Filling the stomach leads to ghafla of Allah, causes the one to be in ghafla of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is one of the pathways of evil. And finally, one of the other pathways of evil that we should avoid is the evil companionship, being with people who are evil, people who will lead us to the ghafla of Allah, people that bring no benefit to us, either in the worldly life or in the akhirah. We have companions that can bring us benefit in the world by some beneficial talk, or companions that bring us good in the akhirah. Those are the ones that we should try to be around. Stay away from those who take you down the path of evil, the path of ghafla of Allah. Those companions, they are like poison that cause us to forget the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They command you to evil and take you away from good and make sins and innovations beautified in your hearts. And we ask Allah to save us from such companionship. Allah Most High, He commands you to a mighty and noble and righteous action. إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم من أراد بالإسلام والمسلمون سوءا فدمره وأشغله بأنفسهم يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم انصر الإسلام وعز المسلمين ورد المسلمين إلى دينك ردا جميلا. اللهم وحد بين صفوف المسلمين بالقرآن والسنة. اللهم وحد بين صفوف المسلمين بالقرآن والسنة. اللهم جمعهم على محبة صحابتك. اللهم اجعلهم متحابين وعلى الإيمان والسنة متعاونين. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم فقهنا في الدين يا الله يا كريم، واحفظنا من وسواس الشيطان يا أكرم الأكرمين، وتقبل منا وأحسن ختامنا وختام المسلمين أجمعين يا أكرم الأكرمين. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. عباد الله، اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا كثيرا، وأقيموا الصلاة.